The air in the Berlin office always felt 3 degrees colder than it actually was. I remember the exact sound of my heels hitting the linoleum, a sharp, rhythmic clicking that used to sound like confidence but eventually started sounding like a countdown. He sat in the corner office, the one with the glass walls that let him watch everyone without ever being truly seen himself. Stefan. To the board, he was a visionary, the kind of man who brought German engineering precision to digital marketing. To me, he was the slow-acting toxin I'd been inhaling for 3 years. It starts small, a comment about your emotional reaction to a budget cut, a hand lingering a second too long on your shoulder while looking at a spreadsheet. Then, the gaslighting begins to feel like oxygen. You don't realize you're suffocating until your lungs actually start to ache. I was the head of strategy, or at least that was the title on my contract. In reality, I was the person who turned Stefan's erratic, ego-driven impulses into something that wouldn't get us sued or bankrupt. I protected him. I translated his aggression into passion for the junior staff, and in return, he eroded every boundary I had. The entanglement wasn't a romance. It was a parasitic tether. He'd call at 2 in the morning to discuss vulnerabilities in the market, but the conversation would always drift to my vulnerabilities. You're the only one who gets the stakes, Elena. The others are weak. They don't have your steel. It's a powerful drug, being told you're the only one who matters by a man everyone else fears. You start to think the cruelty he shows others is a shield he's building around you. The breaking point didn't happen during a blowout argument. It happened over a cup of lukewarm espresso in the break room. I saw a new intern, a girl with the same bright, ambitious eyes I'd had 4 years ago, shaking as she stepped out of his office. She looked erased, and I realized I wasn't his partner or his steel. I was his accomplice. By staying, by managing his chaos, I was the one keeping the machine running. I was the one making the poison drinkable. I walked into his office 10 minutes later. No script, no legal threats, just a resignation letter that was 3 sentences long. The look on his face wasn't anger. It was genuine, confused shock. He couldn't understand how a piece of his own furniture had decided to walk out the door. He tried the old tricks, the raises, the promises of a partnership, the subtle hints that he'd ruin my reputation from Munich to Hamburg. You'll fail out there, Elena. You're part of this ecosystem now. You won't know how to breathe in the real world. I didn't answer. I just took my coat and left. The moment the glass doors hissed shut behind me and the humid Berlin air hit my face, I realized he was wrong. I wasn't failing. I was finally exhaling. Some environments don't just challenge you. They rot you from the inside out. Leaving wasn't an admission of defeat. It was the only way to stay alive.